Connecting the dots in the Ahmed Rassam case.
We have a link.
Five people dead after a Tampa hotel shooting.
One of the employees, for unknown reason, went on a shooting spree.
A last-minute Y2K glitch was fixed. Are there any more out there waiting to happen? I'm Howard Arenstein at the Y2K desk.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. On the eve of New Year's Eve, FBI agents in cities across the country have been questioning people with possible ties to suspected Algerian terrorist Ahmed Rassam.
This is something that's being done at the national level. We're going out seeking information in hopes of either gathering information to prevent anything or finding out if there is anything going on.
FBI Special Agent Barry Maughan briefed reporters in Boston where five men were arrested today on immigration charges. At least three of them are Algerian. In Brooklyn, New York, authorities detained four men, and one of them has been charged with concealing his links to Ahmed Rassam, who carried explosives in a car from Canada to Seattle. Court papers unsealed in New York late today say Abdel Ghani flew to Seattle for a rendezvous with Rassam, and after Rassam's arrest, he went home and tried to destroy the airline ticket and other evidence of his trip. The Seattle Times says a federal warrant has been issued in Seattle for the arrest of a material witness believed to have information about Rassam. Lucia Garofalo, the Canadian woman arrested when she crossed into Vermont, has also been tied to the case.
We have what I believe is a link between Ms. Garofalo and the matter in Seattle.
U.S. Attorney Charles Tetzlaff says Garofalo and Ahmed Rassam are members of the same cell of an Algerian terror group known as GIA. CBS News correspondent David Martin reports the GIA may be subcontracting for Muslim terror.
If this is a bin Laden operation, that says a couple things. It says, one, that it is well-financed, and two, it says that there will almost certainly be many more people involved than just the handful that have been intercepted so far on the Canadian border.
Martin says the interrogations and the cancellations of some major New Year events are a way of disrupting any plot that might be in the works. Now this.
Okay, honey, solve this and get some Arbor Mist.
Oh, Arbor Mist. Okay, let's go.
There are 20 people at the party.
Uh-huh.
10 guys, 10 girls. If Monica has a bottle of Arbor Mist Sangria Zinfandel,
ooh,
and Susan has two bottles of Arbor Mist Peach Chardonnay,
yeah.
Kim brings Exotic Fruits White Zinfandel.
Uh-huh.
How many glasses of Arbor Mist can each guy have?
As many as we want.
Oh, so wrong.
Wrong? But it's the holidays.
Yeah, okay, let's try it again. If Monica has
like
a bottle of Arbor Mist Sangria. Arbor Mist. Great tasting wine, a splash of fruit. Can't resist the mist. Arbor Mist Winery, Canandaigua, New York.
Every holiday, it's the same dilemma.
Are we there yet?
Mom, my soda spill.
Drive hours to see family and friends.
Ew! Bobby's car sick.
Or fly.
I'm sorry, frequent flyer miles can't be used during the holiday travel period.
So every year you drive, but not this year. Log on to Priceline.com and you can save hundreds on airline tickets and hotel rooms. You won't be paying full fare or, driving.
Ew,
name your own
Bobby.
Price at Priceline.com.
A Tampa hotel became the scene of a workplace shooting this afternoon. Police Chief Bernie Holder briefed reporters at the Radisson Bay Harbor Inn.
One of the employees, a male employee, for unknown reason, went on a shooting spree. What we have now here at the Radisson, we have four confirmed fatalities, three wounded.
The four dead, three shot in the lobby, and other near the pool were all co-workers of the gunman who fled by carjacking two vehicles. When a woman driving the second car resisted, she was shot and killed. After all its assurances that everything was fine, the Federal Aviation Administration revealed today that a last-minute check revealed a Y2K software glitch. CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein reports live.
The glitch was fixed, but it could have caused a problem for air traffic controllers.
The issue that was discovered through the testing is a very, very minor issue.
But FAA Administrator Jane Garvey is too optimistic, according to Tom Dembski of the FAA Union Pass.
I don't think anybody can guarantee that electronic computer systems are absolutely under control at any given moment.
Y2K czar John Koskinen reports other minor glitches, a 911 breakdown in North Carolina.
The city of Charlotte now reports that glitch and problem have been fixed.
But Koskinen says for good reason, Americans do not appear to be very anxious about Y2K. Live at the Y2K desk, Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
Tipper Gore can relax and enjoy the holiday. She got word from doctors today that the nodule removed from her thyroid gland was not cancerous. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
You're still using Hershey syrup to make chocolate milk?
Yeah, why?
Syrup's great on ice cream.
But when it comes to chocolate milk, we switch to rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine?
With Hershey syrup, my kids only get chocolate. But with Ovaltine, they get a whole lot more. Great taste plus vitamins.
Yeah, but how does it really taste?
It's great. It's really chocolatey.
And rich chocolate Ovaltine's better for you than Hershey syrup. Wow, now I can feel good about giving my kids chocolate milk.
More Ovaltine, please.
Now that he's finished his worldwide rounds, Santa's gone to the islands for some well-deserved R&R. And he's definitely not thinking about the things he forgot to bring you that make electronic gifts work. But Radio Shack is. We stock the stuff Santa forgot, like batteries for the kids' new gizmo, an adapter for this, a connector for that, and more. So you can enjoy the rest of the holidays, just like Santa. Best of all, we're right around the corner. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Former Beatle George Harrison is expected to leave the hospital in a few days. He was stabbed in the chest early today when an intruder breached security at Harrison's estate and broke into the 120-room house. CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier has more.
George Harrison is in stable condition. Doctors say the knife wound collapsed one lung, but they expect a full recovery. The alleged assailant is 33-year-old Mike Abram from Liverpool.
He was a loner. He was basically harmless.
Neighbor Tony Lambert. The attack came 19 years after a fan murdered John Lennon in New York. Gene Catherall, founder of the International Beatles Fan Club.
He's always been very protective of his privacy. And I think after what happened to John, I believe that he did step up security at Friar Park.
Paul McCartney sent the couple his love. Harrison, from his hospital bed, wished his fans a happy new year. Kimberly Dozier, CBS News, London.
2 days short of the new millennium, Sarah Nouse died in an Allentown, Pennsylvania nursing home today at the age of 119. She was listed in the Guinness Book of Records as the world's oldest person. Nouse died peacefully in her room. Monica Lewinsky and Linda Tripp don't have much in common anymore, except they both have new looks. Lewinsky has slimmed down for her Jenny Craig diet ads, and Tripp's had cosmetic surgery. An anonymous donor paid for the operation. Tripp's lawyer, Joe Murtha, says he believes it made her more attractive. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Now that he's finished his worldwide rounds, Santa's gone to the islands for some well-deserved R&R. And he's definitely not thinking about the things he forgot to bring you that make electronic gifts work. But Radio Shack is. We stock the stuff Santa forgot, like batteries for the kids' new gizmo, an adapter for this, a connector for that, and more. So you can enjoy the rest of the holidays, just like Santa. Best of all, we're right around the corner. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Looking for daily business news and information you can trust, plus a lively weekend section? Find it in the Wall Street Journal for only 37 cents a day, half off the regular rate. And with Weekend Journal, the Extra Friday section, you'll discover great wines, exotic travel destinations, book and movie reviews, and more. Now get 8 weeks of the journal delivered, including Weekend Journal, for just 37 cents a day when you order with your credit card. This limited time offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-535-7300. That's 800-535-7300 for the Wall Street Journal.
Some slippage on Wall Street today. The Dow lost 31 points, the Nasdaq off 4, but the S&P 500 closed at a new high. The wheels on the bus go round and round. The big wheel keeps on turning, but London's Millennium Wheel will not move tomorrow night. The giant Ferris wheel is a new landmark that was to be the centerpiece for New Year's celebrations, but one of its gondolas failed a safety test, so there will be no rides into the new millennium. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.